This must certainly be the holiday season of spanking, given the number of requests and begging and pleading I've heard these last several weeks for spanking, paddling, and other delicious forms of corporal punishment. While I am certainly all behind, pun intended, a good session of spanking, I'm thinking there must be far too many naughties running around during this season of good cheer, and they need to be put back in check where they belong. I'm thinking there must be a very good reason all these spankings are high on the Christmas list of so many sissies, subs, and very bad boys. This can only mean that they must need to be reminded of their place with a nice good smacking to the backside, or they're trying to repent because they want to please Santa in order that their stockings don't get filled with coal. Maybe they just feel like whatever their quota is to keep them in line simply has not been met, and they need to do so before this year is up, else they simply won't feel right. Given all these requests for corporal punishment this month, I have to say that the top of the list request has been for a good, old-fashioned, walloping, over-the-knee, bare-bottom, hand-to-ass-cheek spanking. I cannot even begin to tell you just how tired my lap should be by this point in time, but when a spanking is needed, Emma Jane is there. Also, being a Southern mistress who lives in a place where, yes, spare the rod, spoil the child is still very commonly heard, I appreciate a very good spanking. No, none of these little taps on the ass, giving you a little pink hue, a little blush to the bottom. Oh no, not for this mistress. If you need a spanking, then you need the real deal. This means it must carry an impact, because there's some reason that you're begging for that spanking. And whatever the purposes are, you can better believe I am going to leave you with something that will remind you of how naughty you were or how excited you got with each of those passing licks, so that you remember all too well just what a spanking can accomplish. So this will be a spanking you'll remember very, very well the next time you sit down, even in a soft chair. Since the time is drawing nigh, and you might feel that you need something to anchor you, to keep you on an even keel during this hectic, stressful month, give me a call. Mistress Emma Jane, 800-601-6975, and you can also read more on my blog at www.fetishphonesexcalls.com. And remember, when you want a good spanking, perhaps right over my lap is the place you need to be.